Shalom, everybody. In Parshas Be'alosra, the Torah tells us that there were people who were tameim, they were impure, and therefore they could not bring and they could not eat a Korban Pesach. A Korban Pesach, and really any Korban, can only be brought and can only be eaten by someone who is tahor. But they were tameim, they were tameim, so they were exempt from the Korban Pesach. And the Torah tells us how they approached Moshe. And they said in Perek Tes Pasuk Zayin, Anachnu Tmeim Lenefesh Adam, we are Tmeim, because we came in contact with a dead body. Lama Nigara, why should we lose out? Levilti Hakriv Es Korban Hashem B'moado B'soch B'nei Yisrael, why should we lose out and not be able to bring a Korban Pesach, a Korban, in the proper time? And that's what the Torah says. And Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, quotes a Medrash and says that there was more to the request, more to the conversation from these Tamei people. The Medrash says that there was a conversation between these people and Moshe. They said, we are impure. And Moshe replied to them, Ein Kodshim Krevim Betuma. Korbanos are not allowed to be brought by anyone who is Tamei, who's impure. So the people replied to Moshe with the following suggestion. It is true that we are Tameh, but we are becoming Tahor tonight. We already had Para Aduma water sprinkled on us. We already dipped in the mikvah. All we need to do is wait until tonight, and then we'll become Tahor. So why not bring the Korban Pesach today, even though we are Tameh, have Kohanim bring the Korban for us, have the Kohanim sprinkle the blood on the Mizbeach for us, even though we're Tmeim, and tonight, when we become Tahorim, we will eat from the Korban. Let a Kohen bring the Korban for us, and we'll eat it when we're Tahor. That was their suggestion. In the end, that suggestion was rejected. If someone is Tamei, a Korban may not be brought on their behalf. However, Hashem did tell Moshe that they will have a second chance, Pesach Sheni. They'll have a chance to bring a Korban Pesach, not in Nisan, but in Iyar. That's Pesach Sheni. However, we must ask the following question. Why did these people even suggest to bring a Korban for them? They were Tamei. A person who is Tamei cannot bring a Korban. What did they hope to accomplish? They knew that someone who's Tamei cannot bring a Korban, so why did they even suggest it? This question is asked by Rav Moshe Feinstein, who died in 1986. It's in his Sefer on the Chumash, Drash Moshe, and he gives the following beautiful and fundamental explanation. We learn from this episode and from the request of the people who were Tmeim and from Hashem's response about Pesach Sheni that if, for some reason, we are unable to perform a mitzvah, if through no fault of our own we cannot perform a certain mitzvah, we could and we should still express our love for that mitzvah by doing something, anything connected to that mitzvah. We know that that small thing is not fulfilling the mitzvah halachically, but still we should do something so that we can instill in ourselves that love to be connected some way to that mitzvah. For example, if someone is unable for medical reasons to eat the proper amount of maror on Pesach, they should still try to have a taste, a small taste of maror. They're not going to be yotze, but it just to show them that they are connected to the mitzvah. And that is exactly what the people did in our parsha. They were tameh, and they could have walked away and said, that's it. That's not. Nothing we can do about it. But they didn't. They said, bring a korban for us, even though we're tameh. They knew full well that they would not be yotze the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, but they didn't care. They wanted something, some connection to the mitzvah because they love the mitzvah so much, because they were connected to the mitzvah so much. And it's an important message for you and for me. There are times in our lives when circumstances are such that we cannot perform this mitzvah or that mitzvah. It's part of life. But what we do next is critical. Do we walk away and say, that's it, nothing I can do? No, this parsha teaches us something else. We can express our love. We must express our love and our longing for the mitzvos to do something small, anything that will not only express our love and longing for the mitzvos, it will increase our love of mitzvos for Avodas Hashem. Our love for a particular mitzvah and for mitzvos in general are expressed not only when we perform those mitzvos, but perhaps even more so when we are unable to perform those mitzvos. And this idea and this advice of Rav Moshe Feinstein explains a well-known Gemara. If you'd like to hear about it, please send me a WhatsApp privately. But in the meantime, have an amazing day.